Praise God, God. Lord, we just worship you. We magnify you, God. There's none like you, Lord. You're the Alpha, you're the Omega, you're the beginning and the end. In you, we live, we move, and have our being, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for strength. Thank you for health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord.
Hey.
We worship you, Lord. Hey. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
we worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. None like you. None like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Love you, I love you, I love you more today because you care for me in such a special way. I need you, I lift you up, and I glorify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you.
I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. I praise you, lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. I praise you, I wake you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me. In special, special way, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. While my heart is filled with praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My heart is filled with praise. Yes. While my heart is filled with praise. Yes. While my heart filled with praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. We just worship the Lord this morning. We just thank Him for His marvelous works among the children. Oh God, yes, we glorify You. Glorify You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank You for every good gift that comes from You, the Father of lights, in which there's no shadow of turning or variance. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're a good daddy. You're a good father. So we just worship You, Lord. We just worship You. We bow down to You, Lord. We worship You. We magnify You. We just thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you can. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God is good. Amen. You know, and all the time, God is good. You know, I just thank God for just being God. Amen. All by Himself. And whatever we need, He gave it to us. Amen. Through the avenue of His Son, Jesus Christ. As long as King Jesus is King, we don't have any problems. Amen. All we need is faith in God. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. The answer will always be Jesus. Amen. He's our Lord and He's our Savior. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for Jesus. Amen. That he was willing to go to the cross and die for me. Amen. He was beaten many stripes because of me. Amen. And I thank God that He was obedient. He said, not my will, but Your will be done, my Father. And He died. He went obedient to the cross that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know if you realize, but I'm making this thing personal. He did it for me. Amen. He did it for me. Amen. Thank God y'all are included, but guess what? This is personal. He did it for me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for technology that we have with freeconferencecall.com. Carol Curry, she can listen in, and she's a faithful woman of God. She loves God with all her heart, mind, and strength. Amen. And she got that new money. Amen. That new money, praise God. She had that baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen. She can praise God as she ought to. Amen. Praise God. It's like new money, praise God. So she got it. She got it. Have you got the Holy Ghost since you believe? Praise God. Well, guess what? According to Acts 10-19, when they went to the believers, they believed in God. They believed in Jesus. But He said, have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we didn't even know there was such a thing as the Holy Spirit. And they laid hands on them. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen. And we got power. Amen. We got power resident on the inside of us. Amen. How do you let that tag? You open your mouth. You open your mouth and loose the power of God. Amen. Praise God. So we have power. Amen. We're a powerful church. Amen. Because of what Jesus did. You know, the Bible says Ephesians 3:20, where He's able to do exceedingly above all that we might ask or think. According to the power that works in Washington, D.C. According to the power that works at the state capitol in Florida. According to the power that works at the IRS and the management office. No. According to the power that worketh in you. You're a believer, amen. God's power is resident on the inside of you, amen. Everywhere you go, you carry the power station with you, amen. And that's Jesus, amen. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away, because if I don't go away, I won't come back. But guess what? He said, I'm not going to leave you comforters. He said, but the Holy Ghost, the promise of the Father, is going to come back. Praise God. And you'll be endued with power. You'll be endued with power. He said, boys, look, I know you did miracles. I deputized you. I deputized 70 others. But guess what? You haven't been endued with that power. Wait in Jerusalem till you be endued with that power. Praise God. On the day of Pentecost, guess what? The power came. The Holy Spirit came. Amen. And he lit upon the 120 of them as they were in one accord. And it said it appeared unto them like clothing fire, tongues of fire. So guess what? It didn't appear upon 110. Didn't appear upon 113. It appeared upon 120. So that settles it. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit for every believer. It's for all. All 120 were filled. Amen. Praise God. So we have that the same thing today, amen, for every believer. But a lot of times people don't know that they need to have that power because it's not taught. It's not taught. A lot of times churches say praying in tongues, which your initial prayer language, is of the devil. But guess what? When I was out in the world serving the devil, I never had an unction to pray in tongues. I was full of the devil, but I never had unction to pray in tongues. Praise God. But you know why the devil does not want the church to pray in tongues? He don't care if the church meets 7 days a week and have Bless Me Club, but he don't want the church to have no power. Guess what? We talked about the secret weapon, amen? We're going to talk about the secret weapon a little bit today, too. The secret weapon. You know what a secret weapon is? The secret weapon is when you're in warfare, you know how you get the advantage over the enemy? You got to have some type of tactics that the enemy can't decipher, don't know what you're doing. Well, guess what? I was in the Army. My job in the Army was I ran a van. It was a technical van, and then also I had in the comp center, I had several mobile MBSTs. It's declassified now, so that's why I can tell you about it. But anyway, I had a top secret SBI clearance. I had a top secret SBI clearance, and I was in the Army. Now, I've been out of the Army 19 years, right? But my job was if General Josh wanted to communicate to General D in Europe, he's over here in Asia, and he needs to talk to General D in Asia. But he's in Europe, European theater. Well, he don't want the enemy to intercept that communication. So when you communicate over the airwaves, guess what? Over the airwaves, anybody that has primitive listening devices could interpret what you say. They could intercept it. But guess what? Josh got the secret weapon. He comes to my van because I'm a crypto tech, and he says what he wants in English, but it's encrypted. It goes out over the airways to General D. General D has the de-encryption code in his site, and then he de-encrypts it, and he hears in plain text what General Josh said. Well, guess what? We got a powerful weapon. And speak. The enemy doesn't know what we're saying. Well, guess what? God gave us a powerful weapon. Amen. Bible says when you pray in your prayer language, we speak mysteries unto God. So guess what? Bible says that Slewfoot is the prince of the power of the air. Well, guess what? He don't control the airwaves because all it sounds like to him is gobbledygook or cipher. He don't know what... He doesn't know what General D is saying. So General D is giving the battle tactics out. And guess what? But he's communicating in heaven with General D. And guess what? The devil never, he intercepted it, but he couldn't understand what they were saying. It's a powerful weapon. That's why the devil does not want believers to pray in their prayer language. Because we speak mysteries unto God. You know, the Bible says we don't even know how to pray as we ought to. But guess what? The Holy Spirit prays the perfect will of God. If you want to pray your perfect prayer, pray in your Holy Ghost. Pray in your prayer language. Guess what? So guess what? The devil fights against this so much, he does not want believers to do it. He don't care if you are a good Christian and you shake hands with each other and bless each other and leave the church unchanged, uncaring about the world. But he don't want you to get fired up. He don't want you to get fired up. Remember when we first got saved? First guy say we had our first love. We want to tell everybody. We run the milkman down. We ran the mailman down. Anybody, and if we can get cornered for 3 minutes, we tell them how good God is. No, God is real. No, I'm serious. God loves you, right? And they be looking like, okay, you know. But praise God. But see what happened is when you get your prayer language, it's like Christianity on steroids. Amen. You're endued with that power. So we're going to talk about our secret weapon. Reason it's secret to most churches is because it's not taught. It's not taught. And it's ministry failure. So we're going to talk about it. So, let's go to Acts 2 and 24. Acts 2 and 24. Acts 2 and 24. Now, while we're getting it there, do you have to pray in tongues? Well, no, I don't have to pray in tongues, but I get to pray in tongues. It's a benefit, amen? It's a benefit. Whom God has raised up, having loosed from the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Okay, next verse. But David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he's on my right hand, that I should not be moved. So what happens is, Peter was, on the day of Pentecost, he's explaining to the people that, he said, these men appear to be drunk. But he said, they're not drunk. He didn't say they weren't drunk. He said, they're not drunk as you suppose. But they drunk in the power of God. Amen? They drunk in the power of God. Let's go to 17 verse, let's go to 17 verse, Acts 2, 17. So on the day of Pentecost, they saw those 121 in the upper room, they saw and they heard them speak with a language other than their natural language. And it came to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now this is the prophecy being fulfilled in Joel 2 and 28. So let's go to Joel 2 and 28. This is actually what was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Yeah, Joel 2 and 28. And what it is, God says that when he speaks a word that he wants us to really pay attention to, he'll speak it more than once. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. So the prophet Joel, by the Spirit of God, he could receive this and he spoke it. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon some flesh. All flesh? Upon the bishop. Upon Evangelist Beverly. Upon youth leader Chris. No. Okay, upon the music leader, Josh. Well, Deacon D, I guess you left out, man. Me and you left out. Because we got left out, see. We got a tear for the Holy Ghost. We must have sin in our life because we can't get it. No, that's a bunch of foolishness. We had a lot of church. You know what? A lot of churches, God bless us. God bless them. They teach the traditions of men other than the Word of God. The Word of God says, I will pour out my spirit to all flesh. So Deacon D, guess what? We get to have that Holy Ghost too. Praise God. We're included in, man. We're all in. Praise God. Praise God. It's not just for God's special people. It's select few. It's for all flesh. Amen. And your sons and daughters. Hold it. Are you a son, Curtis? Are you a daughter, Pastor Cisa? Praise God. So it's for all sons and daughters to prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams. Deacon D, it includes you, old man shall be. and your young man shall see visions. See, I'm with the young man. I'm going to cover it. Praise God. Praise God. So it's a promise for all people. Now let's go back to Acts. Go back to Acts. And what verse were we on? Verse, 17. Okay, thank you. That's my help, praise God. My help coming from the Lord and my helpmeet, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor C. Now, it says, it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. Well, I guess I've been dreaming a lot. Praise God. Praise God. But before I continue, I want to give a shout out and don't want to forget. I mentioned Carol Curry and my dad. Thank God for them listening. And also, if my in-laws are listening, Mr. Anderson McNair Jr., if he's listening, Sergeant First Class, you know, Anderson McNair, you know, veteran, y'all just thank God for my daddy-in-law. And I thank God for my mother-in-law, too, as well. You know, I don't understand why people talk about they have all these mother-in-law jokes, because I don't have one out of one. My mother-in-law treats me like the son she never had, amen? She honors me. That's why a lot of like to spend time in Brunswick. Bible says you go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Praise God. So she honors me with her pots and her pans clinking. An hour before I get there, by the time I get there, she got the fat of calf, you know, killed, and not only killed but cooked. So I just love my mother-in-law. Praise God. And then also, anybody that's listening, my twin sister Maria, if she's listening, anybody by airways that are listening to this this service, we just thank God for modern technology. Now, tongues is available for every believer. Now, a lot of times people might say, well, why should I pray in tongues? Well, there's benefits. How many realize there are benefits to serving the Lord? Bible says, forget not all his benefits. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. When I went to the work at the IRS, and Sister Bailey went to work at the IRS, of course, you know, we love the Lord and we love to help the government. But one of the things in our back of our mind was, what are the benefits? Praise God. We found out the benefits. Well, one of the benefits we're going to get is Monday. We're going to be off on the 4th of July and get paid. That's the benefits for working for the IRS, amen. It has benefits, amen. Well, guess what? Serving the Lord has benefits, amen. So let's find out what the benefits are, you know, being able to pray in our prayer language. Okay, number one. Let's go to Isaiah 28:11-13. Have you ever been tired and drained and you just couldn't wait till Friday come? You say, man, I'm glad Monday's over, Tuesday's over, Wednesday's over, Thursday, Friday. But praise, thank God for Friday, amen. And then you're glad because you just drained. You just tired. You just need to get away. You just need a rest. You be so tired, you punch out from the job, and then all of a sudden you get revived. You got all kind of... Am I the only one that's ever happened to you? Okay, praise God. But see, you want to be refreshed, right? You want to be refreshed. Well, guess what? Prayer in your prayer language helps you be refreshed. For with stammering lips and another tongue, talking about your prayer language, would he speak to this people? In verse 12. To whom he said, this is the rest. A lot of times we want to find all kind of substitute for rest. But you know what the best rest is? Laying our head on my daddy's breast and going to sleep. Daddy, I know you love me. Night, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's perfect rest, amen? You may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. So he's talking about praying in tongues. Praying in tongues refreshes you. It refreshes you. Let's go to Jude. Now, Jude only has one chapter, I believe. Jude is in the back of the book, right before Revelation. But Jude 20, let's find about this refreshing. But you, beloved, so he's talking about us, amen? talking about this church. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You know what? About a month ago, we borrowed a truck from somebody that we love and a family member, and the battery was dead. The battery was dead. It had a dead cell in it. So Josh went and helped me, met me at the site and everything, and he helped me. And we went to the AutoZone store, and we got a new battery. We got that new battery in, and we cranked that brother up, and it was running. Okay, well, guess what? In the charging system of a car, the battery is only supposed to start the car. The alternator is supposed to keep the battery going, so the next time you get ready to start up, it'll have plenty of power. It's supposed to run off the alternator. Well, guess what? If the alternator dies or goes bad, the battery can't be refreshed. So it's weary, it's breakdown, it won't start. So if you want to refresh yourself, pray in your Holy Ghost. Pray in your prayer language. It's like charging up your battery in the natural, amen? You'll be charged up. You come out of your prayer closet, praise God, and you'll have power. You'll be baptized with fire and the Holy Ghost, praise God. And a lot of times at my desk, if I'm working inventory, he put me on inventory, I'll be so happy. I'll be praying in tongues under my breath. I'm not going to get up on top of my desk and pray in tongues to the top of my voice. That's foolishness. Because a lot of people don't understand tongues. But I mean, I know the power of tongues. So what I do, I pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I might even have my earbuds on and listen to a gospel music or a sermon, but I've been under my breath, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Now I'm multitasking. I'm working the inventory. I'm praying in my tongues under my breath when nobody can hear me. And then I'm listening to a sermon or music. I'm getting fortified, amen. I'm building myself up, amen, in my most holy faith. Praise God. So that's what it is. It's that refreshing. Let's go to Hebrews. And I got to find it myself. It's a scripture that says, therefore remaineth the rest to the people of God. Therefore remaineth the rest to the people of God. And it says, if you labor, let us labor to enter into that rest. That's the scripture I'm looking for. So whoever finds it first, let me know. My grandson here, Curtis, you can find it. Go to Hebrews, see if you can find that verse. Whoever finds it for me. Chapter 4. Well, let's go to, 3 and 19. Okay, the 19th verse. And he's talking about the children of Israel when they didn't mix faith with their believing. And he promised that they would not enter into the promised land. Okay, and then verse 19, it says, so we see that they could not enter into it because of unbelief. Okay, now chapter 4. Verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us venture into his rest, any of you seem to come short of it. So there is a promise of rest to the children of God, right? So what we're going to do, if we're going to labor, we're going to labor to enter into God's rest. And when we enter into God's rest, it's a refreshing, amen? So that's the first benefit of praying in tongues. Number one is rest and refreshing. How many of us need to be rest and refreshed from time to time? I mean, we live in an unsaved world, and unsaved people and all kind of outside forces try to drain us and pull on us. We minister out of our overflow. But sometimes, have you remember, you be all on fire for God, you read the Bible, you spent quiet time with God, you worship Him in song and everything, then you get out of your door, and then some unthankful, ungrateful, a person with a dark cloud over their head falling them, and then they're going to talk to you and tell you all their problems and drain the life out of you. Amen. And after talking to this person, you feel drained. You really do. You really feel drained. You really feel drained. Praise God. So sometimes we need to steal away like Jesus did and go seek the Father and get recharged up again. Amen. So that's what prayer in our prayer language will do for us. Now, when we talk about praying in tongues, we're talking about the individual prayer language that every believer can use and have. We're not talking about speaking in the church service where somebody prays in tongues and somebody else interprets prophecy. Then the church is edified. We're talking about the prayer, private prayer language that you have for every believer. We're not talking about nothing spooky where we have to hang from the rafters and stuff and do all that kind of crazy stuff. But we do it at will. We do it at will. You pray in tongues at will. You pray in tongues at will. You may have feel an unction from the Holy Ghost to pray about something. Josh may be on the road somewhere, and all of a sudden, Josh comes in my mind, and I see a picture of Josh. And then guess what? I don't know what Josh's need is going through, but whatever I do, I know the Holy Ghost knows what he needs. So I start praying in my prayer language. Guess what? I don't even know. But then I get a release out of my spirit. And I feel okay. Everything's okay. And later on, Josh comes in and say, 2 weeks ago, I was driving to Orlando to visit my sister and almost had a head-on collision. But some unseen force did not let the car hit me. It was spinning out of control. And it should have hit me. But yet it didn't hit me. And then it looked like I went through the car and the car didn't touch me. But that's when you were praying in your prayer language for Josh. You didn't know what it was. The Holy Ghost knew, and the Holy Spirit needs somebody to pray. So while you yelling your voice, your members to the Holy Ghost, you prayed the perfect will for God. You might have said, oh, Josh needs to have a winning season on the football team next year. You know, but that's good. But that's not what was needed at the time. The Holy Ghost knew, living on the inside of you, He has knowledge of every situation. He prays the perfect will. So that's the benefit of being able to pray in tongues as well. Now, the second benefit to praying in tongues, Mark 16 and 17. Now, this is written for every believer. So it doesn't exclude any believer, does it? If you love Jesus Christ, you're a believer. You're a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So nobody's left out. D, me and you ain't left out. Praise God. Yeah, Bishop Josh, you know, he ain't the only one that can have the Holy Ghost. But we can have it too, amen? Praise God. Because we're believers. All right, Mark 16 and 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Say this with me. I'm a believer. So signs don't follow, I don't follow after signs, but signs follow after me. Amen. So it says, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Now I'm not talking about the old tongues now. I'm talking about new tongues, heavenly tongues. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus said, out of your belly. There was a deacon in Utah. He sang that song, man. The whole church got happy. He was anointed to sing that song. I wanted him to sing that song every Sunday. He sang that song for about 30 minutes. He'd get tired, somebody catch it, and then he'd get right back and catch it. We'd be singing that song for about, everybody be happy, running around the aisles. And yeah, Deacon Brooks, he was anointed to sing it. One Sunday, he didn't come to church. But guess what? Somebody else tried to sing that song. There was no anointing on it. wait till Deacon Brooks get back. He did the best he could. She did, and he did. But guess what? It says, out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. Praise God. But Deacon Brooks, I thought about him right then when I was talking about it. Deacon Brooks, he can sing that song. And man, I get my dance on. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, we get excited at the Jaguars game. How come we can't get excited at church? I mean, they be taking their shirts off, painting all the stuff all up, looking all crazy. But then, when we come to church, we got to be quiet and dignified and reverent. No, yeah, no, I'm going to praise my God. They praise that God at the Jaguars game, amen? Praise God. They praise the God of sports. I'm going to praise the God of the universe, amen? So, second reason we should pray for tongues. Tongues is a supernatural sign that follows them that believe. So guess what? Tongues follow me. Everywhere I go, I can speak in tongues. I can turn it off, and I can turn it on. We really need to pray in tongues at least 30 minutes a day that have power from God. Guess what? When I get in my car to go to work, when the school bus is running, it takes me at least 30 to 45 minutes to get to work. Guess what? That's a perfect opportune time to pray in tongues. I pray in tongues, and I get to work, I'll be energized. I'll be on fire. They don't know, praise God, but I'm building myself in my most holy faith. Praise God. So tongues, the second reason we should pray in tongues is tongues is a supernatural sign that follows them that believe. How many of y'all used to watch Charlie Brown, the old Charlie Brown movie? There was a guy, one of the kids' name was Pigpen. Everywhere he went, it was dirt, a dust ball, a cloud was over his head, everywhere. But thank God, I'm not like Pigpen. Everywhere I come, the glory of the Lord shines, amen? It's risen, amen? Praise God. So the Holy Ghost, when I show up, the Holy Ghost shows up, amen? Praise God. So thank God for that. Thank God for that signs following believers, amen? Now, if that wasn't enough, it's 14 reasons why we should pray in tongues. We're only going to go over four of them today. Praise God. Acts 2 and 8. Tongues is the initial sign of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Acts 2 and 4. Now, a lot of churches say, well, I got the Holy Ghost when I accepted Jesus. Well, that's true to a certain extent, but it's not the whole truth. Let's go to what the Bible says. The Bible says that no man can come to the Father except he be drawn by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is a baptizer in the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus said it's expedient that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come. So let's go to Acts 2:2-4 and see what that says. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So guess what? The people around them that heard them, that thought they were drunk, they had to see some physical sign to know that they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know what that physical sign was? They saw them speak with other languages. Keep going, Dave. Keep going. Let's go to 17. Well, let's go. Hold on. Let me get. I have the answer Bible, so I'm gonna be reading from that. It's good. It's good to read other translations, amen. It's just like, you know, when you're trying to bodybuild or work on a muscle, and sometimes you max that muscle out, and you keep doing the same old exercise, muscle ain't gonna get no bigger. You know what you got to do? You got to shock that muscle. You got to do something that you didn't do before, and then all of a sudden you'll see growth in it. Once you missed your plateau, you missed the peak. No matter what you're doing, that same exercise is not getting any bigger. But all of a sudden you start doing reverse exercise and doing something that you didn't do before, and then all of a sudden it shocks the muscle and it grows. But that's how it is. When we read different versions of the Bible, the real Bible, you know, the Holy translation of the Bible, it shocks something in your mind, and it implants it in your brain, so you'll be able to hear it a lot easier. Cecilia, you were going to let them know about October, about what we're going to do about Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Remember our book of Isaiah? We'll get that later. Okay, book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is one of my favorite books in the Bible, and as a family, what we've been doing, we've been giving God 7 minutes a day. 7 minutes a day. And we're excited about them 7 minutes. Sometimes 7 minutes turn into an hour and a half. But at least we start with 7 minutes. Amen. I mean, we're going to watch our favorite show over an hour. And don't let it be a doubleheader. We're going to watch it 2 hours. Praise God. So let's give God 7 minutes. Amen. And so what we've been doing, we've been trying to meditate on Scripture on purpose, memorizing Scripture. So what we do, we choose scriptures that are applicable for just about every Christian, and we've been memorizing them. And every time we meet, we say a different scripture. And we walk around, and all of us say it, and we emphasize certain words or certain, you know, translations of it. What are we doing? We're wiring that in our brain. So that when the pressure of life comes, instantaneously, out of our bellies shall flow the word of God. Not the problem, not the situation. Not what the devil and his crowd are doing, but what God's doing, what God promises. It's an automatic response. We know that, praise God, that we need to meditate. We need to be heavily meditated, not heavily medicated. Heavily medicated, amen, against the forces of this world, amen. Praise God. That's an infomercial, but she's going to tell you more about it. So, tongues. It's the initial sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, hold up. You're waiting on me. That's two. I tell you, I thank God for D. He's a faithful young man. He loves the Lord. And he's obedient. Amen. Praise God. If you be willing and obedient, you should eat the fat of the land, amen. The best of the land, amen. But first you got to be obedient, amen. Okay, let's see here. Oh, let's go to verse 3, D. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So who gives the utterance? When by faith we open up our mouth? The Spirit of God. Amen. So praise God. If we don't yield our vocal cords to the Holy Spirit, will we ever speak in tongues? No. It's an act of faith. We open up our mouth and then we speak. The Spirit gives us utterance. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Verse 6. And when this was noise about, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. This is why they knew they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know, the apostles, they even said, the apostles of the Lamb, they said, these are unlearned and ignorant men. But yet, they knew that they had been with Jesus. But yet, and so he said, he heard them speak, they heard them speak in their own language. So they were speaking languages that they didn't even know. They didn't go to school and learn them, but it was by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And the people heard them speak their language and give signs, give a message to them. So they knew that something had happened. So the sign is, that you'll the evidence that you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit is that you're going to speak in tongues. Praise God. Amen. Well, I spoke in tongues in 1980. Praise God. I've been having all these challenges and problems all since then, but I ain't never spoken in tongues since then. So is that benefit me? No, it's not benefiting. And that's how it is with a lot of Christians. A lot of Christians, you tell them to pray, let's pray in tongues. And guess what? They be wore out and sleeping in 5 minutes. And they think after they prayed in tongues 5 minutes, they think they prayed a marathon. They think they prayed for 5 hours. No. Because they're not used to doing it. And guess what? You gotta do it. You gotta do it. The blessings are for the hearers only. Oh, doers. Oh, okay. So I thought, hear this gospel, I gotta do it? Oh man. I thought I could just hear it. Go to church and let the pastor preach and listen to it on YouTube and all this stuff, and then just fall asleep and do nothing with it, and I could be blessed. No. Oh, I got to do more than just hear it? Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for straightening me out. That's what I was missing. Thank you. I missed the doing part, amen. Praise God. So it's initial sign. Now, guess what? You can say that you love Jesus all you want, but show me some signs. Remember John the Baptist? When the people were coming to be baptized for repentance and remission of sins, and you know, John the Baptist told those people, he said, "Look, boys, get out of here, you vipers, you snakes." He knew they weren't repentant. He said, show me some signs of repentance. And then so show me some signs that you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You'll speak in tongues. Amen? All right, now, and this is going to be the last verse that we're going to go over today. It's Romans, 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. And the fourth reason is give supernatural prayer for unknown situations. Now, we already went over that, didn't we? Joshua was going to almost have a head-on collision. And then all of a sudden, a picture of Joshua's face appeared in my mind. I didn't know what it was about, but I knew I needed to pray. And I prayed in the Holy Ghost, amen? And guess what? That accident was averted. Now, Josh found out it was not only me praying for him, but he found out that his sister Judette felt an urge to pray for him. His name came up in her mind, and then she started praying for him in her prayer language. And guess what? So she was available to be used by God as well. Amen. To save Josh, so Josh wouldn't be taken out early. Amen. But see, it's a supernatural prayer for unknown situations. So Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start with the 26th verse. That's Romans 8:26. And let's read together. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not. So I think that's pretty clear, right? For we know not what we should pray for. Okay? Now here's the situation. Josh is getting ready to be hit by an oncoming vehicle. And I want to pray that Josh get a pair of Nikes. I missed it, didn't I? Because I don't know what I need to pray for. But guess what? When I pray in my prayer language, I may not even know what I'm saying, but the Holy Spirit knows the perfect will. And guess what? God would just live to see another day. So, praise God. And a pair of Nikes would be good too, praise God. But I mean, that's not what he needs at that minute. Amen. So we should pray for as we are. Let's read, continue reading. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So it's talking about prayer and praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Is anybody offended because I say Holy Ghost? I mean, do I got to be modern and say the Holy Spirit? I say the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. So, it's the same thing, amen. It just seems like I got more power when I say Holy Ghost. I ain't talking about Casper friendly ghost, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, now. Okay, let's read 27 too, D. And it clears it up a little bit more. And he that searches, who is he that searches? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost? The hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost knows the perfect mind of God. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to whose will? Our will? The will of God, amen? So that's why we want to pray in our prayer language. We want to pray in our prayer language. Sometimes we don't even know what we should pray as we ought to. Now, y'all be real gracious. And we're about ready to end. But what we want to do is, you can go ahead and turn it off, shut the program off, recording. What we want to do, I want everybody to just stand to their feet.